In one of my predictions, Art, I feel that there is a rising of evil like we have not seen in a long time. In fact, maybe in the Middle Ages, we would talk about this kind of evil that is rising, that is going to be around the world.
When I interviewed Father Malachi Martin in a long series of interviews, Evelyn, he said that in his area of responsibility in the New York City area, the New York area, evil, and this was years ago, was up 800% in the year previous, you know,
yeah.
It had just gone up 800%, and he felt that it would continue to rise. And what you're saying is kind of on line with that. You're saying...
Yeah, now it's so prevalent, and it's coming from all facts and facets of life. You're seeing now people, parents that are killing children, children killing children. You're seeing catastrophes where people walk in and go into a Mormon school and just annihilate youngsters' innocence. This is going to escalate to beyond our wildest dreams. We are not going to be able to get our head around the kind of carnage that people are going to be doing to others. And that's got nothing to do with what is planned by those individuals that are fanatics. That kind of carnage,
Evelyn,
and that kind of terrorism we all know about. We've seen it in the Middle East.
Right. Evelyn, can I ask you this? Is it this increase in evil that we're talking about, is it just something that's, I don't know, naturally occurring in the mind of man, or is there a real...
There's a real fight against light and darkness going on.
Is there a Lucifer? Is there really an entity that is promoting evil on Earth?
Yes. Yes, there is, always has been. But because of the shifting in consciousness, because of our level of awareness being expanding and our capabilities, our psi abilities being enhanced, now the dark forces are in for the fight. And the fight is not only for the earth and for our souls. And so, yeah, there will be an increase in evil and carnage around the world.
All right. You know, I guess since the dawn of man, there's been this fight between good and evil, between God and Lucifer. And, so we've entered an era, a period of time where the dark side, to use a Star Wars metaphor, is beginning to get the edge, or what?
It's beginning to realize that because mankind's soul, it's his level of awareness and consciousness is being raised, his psi abilities, intuition is being heightened, that there is now a fight for the soul and for goodness. You see, as your consciousness is raised, Art, you get closer to the divine spark within you, which is the divine spark of God. The dark forces do not want that. And so they are going to seduce in any way, means, and form they can in order to control you, in order to control and win the soul.
Father Martin talked about the perfectly possessed. Now, those are people who have already made their pact with the dark side, and I guess they're enjoying whatever benefits in the short life they're getting from that. But you're talking about the fact that more people around the world are getting a higher level of consciousness, which makes them, I guess, more subject to all kinds of things, including the dark side.
That is correct. They're going to be more tempted only because their knowledge is being advanced, their awareness, their powers are being increased. And as that happens, the dark forces come to seduce. That's why always in magic we teach you to remain in balance, because they know that as you gain knowledge, you're going to be tested. But the average person out there, the layman out there who is just now having heightened awareness and experiences of different abilities of the mind, does not know that they're going to be tested by evil beings and forces. And so they must be made aware. They have to be vigilant.
How do you know, how does the average person know, Evelyn, when they're beginning to be influenced by these darker forces? How do they know?
Because their mind starts to change. Their objectivity focuses more on the materialistic and the control and the power over others, the manipulation of people. So their desires and their focus and the things that they want change.
Right, but that might be something that the average person, Evelyn, wouldn't notice, like the frog in the slowly heating water. They're changing, and they'll be the last ones to notice they're changing because it's them.
Yeah, and others around them will catch on much quicker than they will. They have to be it has to be pointed out. But those persons that are in the pursuit of magic and knowledge are well aware.
And so then, would you advise somebody?
Begins the change, they have to realize that they are now being in touch with evil entities and forces.
So if your friends start telling you you're changing, listen.
Yeah.